What's up? What's popping? What's happening? How are you doing? And welcome to another episode of Light Up with Maria! Hi guys! I'm really excited to be back with another episode of the podcast, and particularly another episode of the Love Lounge series. Now, just a little recap on where we've been. We know that the last two episodes, I have been with your KOLs, and we've talked about so many things ranging from marriage, relationship, courtship, money, sex, family, parenthood, all that sweet stuff, you know. And I am loving that you guys are loving it. I'm loving the feedback I'm getting from you. And I thought to even start up with an email we received. So this is an email from Barnabas Akiola. And he says, "Hey Mariam, I totally enjoyed listening to both episodes of your conversation with your KOLs. It was a quality conversation. I loved how real they were about sex, finance, being intentional with intimacy and communication, and relating with family or in-laws. Huge thanks to them, man. Thanks a lot, Mariam, for being diligent with this." Thank you, Barnabas. So good to hear from you. Thank you for, you know, shooting us a reel. I love it. And this is another from Kopji. So Kopji is in Kaduna. And so he says, "Oh, wow, next week Friday cannot come soon enough. Your guests were amazing. I was smiling all through listening to them. A proper Christian couple. I think people like Bayo and Tomi are the reasons I still believe our generation is not totally rock bottom when it comes to relationships and marriages." Whoops. God still has sons out there. God still has daughters out there. And there is so much hope for godly relationships and marriages. So yeah, I'm glad that you're encouraged. I'm glad that you're listening in. I'm glad that you're sharing. Thank you guys so, so much. On today's episode of The Love Lounge, I'm joined by two of my amazing friends, Lois and Leke Amoo. We talk about many things ranging from relationships, courtship, marriage, parenting, finances, sex, and every other thing in between. You definitely don't want to miss a second of this conversation. So grab your juice, grab your popcorn, because it's about to be a ride! I am with two amazing people in my car. I am with Lois and I am with Leke, my amazing friends. Hey guys!
Hi!
Hey, how you doing?
Of course, you all know. Let me tell you. So this is the part where I tell you something interesting that I think has happened during my week recently and all of that. So quick gist, I went for an event with a friend, and then I was wearing a Light Up with Mariam mask, which one of my friends gave me as a birthday gift. Shout out to JD and Femi. Whoops. So that's how I get there to register, and the young lady there is like, "Oh Mariam, you know please sign here." And I was like, "All right, cool." And I was like, "Wait, what? How did you know my name is Mariam?" And she was like, "Well, Light Up with Mariam, the podcast." I was like, guys, I have blown. Please, if you see me outside, could you call me Celebrity Mariam? If you call me by my first name, I may be upset. Okay, please. I was super duper excited and I was like, no way. And she told me how it was her cousin that just shares the podcast. Shout out to Shay T. Absolutely. So guys, I just wanted to tell you thank you for your support. It's a big deal, honestly speaking. Lois and Leke, as you leave this car.
Our life will not be the same again.
Absolutely. Amen. Yes,
we should take a picture, a selfie, yes, something.
Autograph. Yes. I will sign my autograph. Yes. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So Leke, you know what's up? Tell me something.
Okay, yeah. For me, it's been an interesting week. Mm-hmm. For me, the most significant thing this week is I have been challenged by someone in my life, my wife, that I must write a book.
Don't we love to see it, guys? Guys, we're getting first-hand info here.
Yeah, so I have to write a book. In the next 2 months. Yeah. So
that's you have to write and you have to make sure that it's ready for publishing.
Come on. Yeah. But that's amazing, Leke. I'm really excited. You know, every Sunday I tell you, Leke, you guys need to write a book. Because they give like amazing student like Sunday school stories. And I read it, I'm like, wow, my life has changed because of this. So yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really, really excited. And I pray God prospers it in Jesus' name. Lois, what's up? Tell me something.
The most amazing, or let me say, interesting thing in my week so far was when my daughter said she wanted to cook.
Oh!
And she took a sieve, put it in the drawer, and covered it with a hand fan. And said she was making pap.
Oh, God!
And put it in the drawer.
And she closed the drawer. Wow. And she was making the sound of a microwave.
Wow.
And I said, okay, so how long is it going to take? And she said, it's long. I said, so what do we do now? She said, wait.
I love to see such an inventive queen. When she makes that oven, Auntie Mariam is going to buy it, okay? So essentially, I would ask them questions about like courtship, marriage, their relationship, motherhood, fatherhood, parenthood, you know, that dynamic presently and all that cool stuff. They have promised me that they'll be totally honest with us on the podcast. They wouldn't, you know, be speaking in some parables and all these things grown up people do.
Are you sure you want us to do that?
Can we focus, please? Dear God in heaven, oh God, what a joy to actually know you. What a joy to be loved by you and be called by you, God. We thank you, Father, for today. We thank you, God, for this amazing people on the podcast. We thank you for the great conversations we're having. We thank you, Father, because your light is shining right through us to the whole world. We thank you, God, because hearts will be changed, convictions will be strengthened, faith will be strengthened in Jesus' name. And God, we're about to begin this podcast, so it's going to be popping. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
All right.
That's
guys,
the best prayer I've ever heard.
Come on,
really. Woo! Celebrity Miriam. Yeah, this is how celebrities pray, just in case you didn't know. So my first question, guys, is how did you meet?
We were introduced to each other. Match made.
Oh, are you for real?
Yes.
Like, so one of your friends was like, oh, Lois, I think you'd be great.
It wasn't even my friend. It was my mentor's wife, who is now my pastor's wife, called me on Valentine's Day and says, where are you? And I'm like, where am I supposed to be?
Boyfriend.
I said, I'm at home. And she was like, you didn't go out for Valentine's. I'm like, okay, what's up with this woman? What's going on? She was like, I think I've seen a husband for you to marry. And I'm like,
bro.
Did I tell you I'm looking for a husband? Yeah. And then she goes, anyway, I've told him about you and I've given him your number. But there's no pressure. If you're not feeling it, you know, nothing will change our relationship. And she cuts the call. And I'm trying to ask her, okay, so who is this? And then she's telling me, oh, I can't hear.
I stand.
That's the classiest trick.
Okay, I'ma just hook you up and be like, sir, the network is shaking. Hello, sorry. Sorry,
you
please.
Know, that was exactly the vibe.
Oh, wow. Licky, what did you think about that? Like, she's just hitching you up and like, there's no fine girl for you.
Oh no, actually, we had a conversation, so okay. I was the brain behind.
Wow. Yeah,
I didn't know her.
Okay.
So we've been having conversations before about all, you know, relationships settling down and all. So this Valentine's Day came and I was just alone. I mean, you know, I just chatted her up like, you know what, man, this is not the life. This is really not the life. Man, she was like, oh yeah, well, she just tried keeping me company. And then just out of the blue, she said, wait, come to think of it too. There's someone I know.
Oh, hallelujah.
Like,
ooh.
She won't give you wala at all. You know?
Fair enough.
Peace of mind. Yeah. That's what I think. I was like, eh. So she sent her name, find out about her. So like, quickly I went on Facebook, found out about her, saw a few mutual friends, and you know, I did some research.
Yeah, of course. FBI.
So quickly called the mutual friend, well, the closest one of the mutual friends to me, and you know, just what you know about this person. I was like, why are you asking? I just open your mouth and talk. So, no, tell me why you're asking. Okay, well, someone is recommending her to me to consider for a relationship. Like, hey, well, I'd say pray about it, but if the Holy Spirit says go ahead, then I'm very happy for you because awesome family, great.
Your street cred, Lois. Come on. Love to see it.
And then, of course, when I scrolled through her Facebook profile, saw pictures. Yeah. There was a particular picture of her. Oh my goodness. I mean, I still, that picture etched, as in stayed on my memory. She had this fine dress, this buddy hook dress.
That is grey like this.
I know that picture. Wearing this red necklace like this.
Yeah.
I never forget. Lois, that picture is etched.
That was the very first picture that my pastor's wife, shout out to MI sent to me.
Right.
Like, this is her. This is what she looks like. I was like, whoa.
Okay,
now I need to go on Facebook to find out about her.
Hallelujah.
What I really was interested in, the comments that people would make. You know, when people put such pictures out, you know, you'll hear all sorts of, oh, sexy, oh, you know, you know, figure eight to put together, you know, all sorts of vulgar. I read not a single vulgar. In fact, some that were close to that were like, Jesus beauty, Jesus girl.
Wow.
I was like, oh, okay. So obviously, not only is she she's beautiful. Not only that, but the people around her know that there are some kind of things they can't see around her. Like, this person scores really high when it comes spiritually. Wow. So that gave me an idea of what kind of conversations we would have.
So after she says she did not hear me, some minutes after she calls back, hey, Lois, so what's your genotype?
Oh my God, I actually stand though. Do you know, I'm like,
why are you asking me?
Oh my God.
Answer me, Jare.
Juno.
I say I'm AA. Say, okay, hold on. Bye-bye.
Take care, yes.
I'm AC.
All right. I just remembered now. There was a time at former church where my pastor literally called me to his office. I was like, Sister Miriam, how are you? I was like, I'm fine, sir. How is God? I'm fine, sir. So what's your genotype? I was like, I was like, okay, oh boy, is there something more you want to tell me? He was like, no, nothing. I just had to find out your genotype. That was so creepy. I don't know which brother I was talking to him, but okay.
Exactly.
But that's really interesting, though. I hope my friends are listening. See, the anointing of God is moving in this room.
Oh,
if I call you after this, know that it's anointing. I mean, what was courtship then for you? Like, being that you were not friends before then. And I know that you guys got married within 1 year of courtship.
Marriage would have been sooner. Our wedding would have been sooner. Okay, so I met her February and I was ready to get married to her in July.
Lois, were you that ready?
No. Am I smoking something?
Because February to July is like 5 months. 4 months.
Ah, when he even mentioned it, I was like, okay, don't creep me out. Like, I know that we're getting married, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
In fact, we got married in May because I pushed it. May of the next day.
I think it was May of the May. Yeah, I was just like,
and then we got married in 2018, and I was like, no. He wanted it to even be February 2018, and I said, I'm not ready. Yeah, because I was reviewing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. After things that I really get in serious, like, mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm about to give up my single life.
That's right.
I'm not ready. Hold on a few more months.
No, she said that she's not ready.
So for me, it was a matter of I was that sure.
Why were you sure? Because, I mean, that's of course like another important question. How were you sure she was the one? You were not like OG friends from before. And then now, in 4 months, you're sure that this is the woman you would spend your entire life.
Not even 4 months.
Less than 4 months.
I think after a month. Yeah.
What? Like, did not speak to you?
Fam! Let me just backtrack. I called her on phone eventually the following day. And she was giving me attitude. And of course, I just switched tactics and say, you know what? I know that she makes jewelry and all. So I just said, you know what? To get into this lady, let's go the business line.
I love it.
So I said, can you make something for me that a guy can wear? So she said, okay, fine, that she would make me a bracelet. So I was like, for a week we didn't talk. It was just chat. And then I asked her while we were chatting that, please, I don't want you to send a delivery guy. I'd rather that, you know, I meet you, let me receive it. And she wasn't really even going down for that. But I left her to think about it later on. She got back to me. I said, fine, we can meet, but first let's talk. We fixed an appointment for 9 p.m. at a particular time. I didn't remember until 10 p.m.
So you stood her up?
Yes.
He stood you up?
Yes.
Lois, how did you pick his call again? How did you
he didn't call me first. He sent me a message saying, I'm so sorry, I forgot, can we talk now? And in my head,
I'm busy, B.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Okay, you have to book. Go through my secretary. Yeah.
I told him, I'm busy, but okay, like, give me like 30, 40 minutes. And in my head, I was like, if he forgets, I'm not doing it.
She allowed me to call. So, and that was it. That first conversation, it was around 10 p.m. We started the conversation. We didn't end until 4 a.m.
2 a.m. This guy, you have selective amnesia. That's why it's with you.
Let's don't get
well, wait,
me.
What's the difference? That was 4 hours.
That's really interesting. So you would say that from your first conversation,
from the first
you both
conversation,
hit it off and you're like...
At the end of that first conversation, quickly, I sent a message to Emma and told her, I think I found the woman. We were talking as though we'd known each other, and that was really it for me. She was, and the fact that she could laugh at my jokes, she as in
guys like that in chat, to be honest, not laughing because like, wow, I'm such a funny guy. Oh my gosh, she's feeling me. Yeah, whatever. So Lois, what about you though? How did you know he was the one?
It took me a while, to be honest. I think from the beginning I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting, but I was reluctant because at that point in time, the most important thing to me was God and my business. And I was like, I don't think I have time for a relationship. Relationship is hard work and business is hard work. I'm not about to divide my strength for two things. And I was like, it's even worth it. I beg, the guy can talk on phone, right? But yeah. What about when we meet him? What if it's awkward? What if I don't like what I see? And I purposely didn't go to Facebook. You know, I didn't want to have any expectation. I finally did though, like 2 days before we saw. So when he came, he had this nerdy, sexy, attractive look about him. And the good thing was that because I wasn't really sure what it was going to look, I just wanted to be 100. So I wore this bodycon, sleeveless,
lead us not into father.
Gown like this.
So essentially, you're both saying that from like first picture, first sight, you guys are like, okay, it's really hot. So this is a hottie, right? There was definitely physical attraction at the beginning of the relationship. First off, how did that grow in the relationship and how did you guys manage that till marriage?
One of the things that really helped me is something my mom used to say, which I'll say it in Yoruba and then translate. It says, Esho Molere, which means devil doesn't know any playing ground. So you don't play with something that could turn into something else because the devil doesn't know you're playing. Yeah. So basically what that helped me do was say, okay, we can't be alone. We have to have chaperones. We have to have talks. But of course, sometimes I don't know whether Leke was doing it intentionally, but Baba will be coming from office. Somebody that is supposed to be looking like he's tired after talking to children all day. But I will come now be looking very hot, now be dripping. I'm like,
I mean, there were different times I had to say, Holy Spirit, help me over me.
Because I know myself at this point.
I mean, from a guy's perspective, and you know that we're moved a lot by what we see. One of the fortunes we enjoyed was the fact that it was, to some extent, long distance. I was working and living in Lekki at the time, and so it was just weekends that we come, we see each other, so we didn't see each other as frequently. But it was not easy. Trust me, I mean, look at her. We did establish some boundaries to say, okay, things like we'll not be together sometimes of the day. But trust me, there were days that we still were together. So, I mean, from handshaking to side hugs, from side hugs to full hugs, and then we stay longer.
Come on.
And then before I realized it, of course, we kissed. We kissed. And but we did establish that we could not kiss in certain places or be alone at certain places. So sometimes we'll be bye-bye and then we're by the corridor where anybody could interrupt at any time. So sometimes we hear footsteps and then we adjust and stuff like that. And also, honestly, really hard to maintain. There were times when I said, you know what, let's have a kiss break of 3 months. The temptation was stronger when the date was fixed. Not when the date was closed, but when the date was fixed. Because we were so sure. So we'll say, let's do 1 month. You know, 3 weeks. Bam. And it was easier to do those spacing of weeks and or months because I was not always around. Long distance thing. But it's tougher for anybody who sees each other daily.
So what expectations did you have that were met or that you're working towards or you worked towards, and which ones were not met at all?
We had these conversations and then we also add them around the fact of the vision for our family. What would you like to, you know, what would you like, what's your picture of the family? I know that for her, it's very important, togetherness is very important. You know, we sit together and dining. I didn't grow up in that kind of home setting. Everybody just take your corner. Everybody goes to the kitchen, serve yourself, whatever time of day, it's fine. But, you know, I've seen movies and I've read books and I love that picture as well of togetherness. So I knew, okay, togetherness was important for her. And that part of togetherness is being able to do something together. So we did set a vision that, you know, in our first year of marriage, we would do stuff together, maybe write a book together or just do something, outreach and all that. We haven't written a book yet, but yeah, we've done a couple of things, you know, just something to reach out to people, open our homes. So for her, she knows it's very important for me to, you know, be with children, open my homes.
We didn't mention at the beginning that Leke is a teacher and Lois is a teacher as well, though. Yes. Lois is homeschooling, Leke is fiscally schooling. No, but fiscally teaching kids at school.
If you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's it. They're both amazing teachers. Though.
Okay, and then I know that for her, she's strong when it comes to, you know, handling teenagers. And I coordinate the children in my church. Right. I head the children's church. And I'm very good with the younger ones. She's stronger with the teenagers. She didn't see herself as much a teacher until, you know, I dragged her into it. So she came into the church and just there has assisting with the teenagers. And it was bliss for me. The fact that I could just, once the children grow up, they are looking forward to being with Auntie Lois and things like that. So we had a scripture, Philippians 2:17. Yeah, so we have that scripture to say that our lives will be poured out into others. So those were things we had established and we had them written down. And then we, of course, we had a counselor. Thanks, shout out to Auntie Rolly, who also helped us to just, guys, say everything, even down to finances. We'll be accountable to each other. This is how much comes in.
So essentially, you would say that like counseling definitely guided your expectations.
Counseling did guide. Because honestly, we've never walked this path before. No matter how many books we've read, and we tried reading some books. Some books we're not even done reading yet. So it's definitely different. It's a different experience when somebody's with you.
Lois, what about you? Why are you
serious?
Why are you doing your face one kind?
See, when I got married, please. To be honest, for the first few weeks after honeymoon, I felt like they lied to me. I felt like they took my Saturday and gave me Wednesday.
Ooh.
Let me explain why I said that. Now, it's not because of my husband. It's because I'm an entrepreneur. And I can sleep at 2 a.m., right? And wake up by 8 a.m. And then I'm getting married to somebody who wakes up by 5 and leaves by 6. And I'm sleeping around 2. I'm having to wake up by 5 and make sure that he has lunch and he has breakfast. Even if he's not eating it, I packed it. It wasn't compulsory. It wasn't like they came once. But you know, as per good wife thing now.
Wife
material stuff. Yes. So, for the first few weeks, I was like, they lied to me. I can't do this. I'm not cut out for this life. Yeah, we had to have that conversation because, I mean, I think after a week, he was like, babe, what's wrong? I said nothing. And we had to have that honest conversation. So yeah, the first few weeks is crazy. I mean, there was that on one hand. There was the other part of sex. My expectations were, well, as frequently as possible. Honestly, I didn't have expectations of how frequent. I had expectations of how. Not how good. Of where, of how, of scenarios and all that. Yeah, so that one was different. But even that one, safe. We're married forever, right? We have a long time. So, no rushing. Plus,
I'm kind of comforted that she has the perspective.
Talking about expectations, was it part of your expectation having a kid in your first year?
No!
Getting pregnant, because you got pregnant a month after. Hallelujah.
Give me the grade, I'm a sharpshooter.
Wow! So, that wasn't part of your expectation.
It wasn't a happy news for me. It wasn't happy for many reasons. It wasn't just that I was pregnant. I was pregnant, I had fibroids, and then I had an infection that was threatening the pregnancy. So I was like, first, I'm pregnant. I'm not really sure I'm happy about that. So I know I have an infection that is threatening the pregnancy. So that can lead to a miscarriage. Like, Lord, what are you spinning? That was all that was going through my mind. Like, Lord, what's the word?
Vicky, what about you? Like, what were your thoughts?
But before the pregnancy, we had thoughts because she wasn't feeling well, there were issues. I remember one time I was at work and then, you know, I sent her a message that, you know, I had this thought just now and I'm just praying that, you know, when you go for the tests, it comes back negative that you're not pregnant at all. Oh no, I don't remember exactly how I crafted the message, and she was the one who said, then pray I'm not pregnant. Something like that. And then I was like, yeah, I pray. Only for me to get home. And then, you know, she was all happy, all giddy and all, I have news for you. And then, you know, in my head I was like, she's not pregnant. And then she goes, guess who's going to be daddy? I'm like, okay, so I didn't know how to respond to that. I didn't know how to respond, whether to be happy, because we've had a conversation about this, and honestly, you're not supposed to be happy, but here you are happy. Then I realized later on that she was just trying, she'd accept, you know what, I'm pregnant, and it's what it is. Let's just be happy. I should not be breaking it to you as bad news. We adjusted. So the pregnancy itself was another story entirely.
Absolutely. We're back. I'm sure that you had a swell time with Leke and Lois. I particularly enjoyed the conversation. I loved how honest it was, how funny, how relaxed, but also how insightful it was as well. Since this conversation was recorded a while back, a couple of things have changed here and there. So for example, the book Leke talked about writing, Leke has gone on to write this book. Leke has written the book called The Smart Book for Parents. Lois has also written a number of books as well, from Orishirishi Kitchen Experiment to The Diary of a Niger Toddler Mom to Homeschooling Resources. They are both on a roll, and you could access their books and resources at www.penspeakers.com. You can also reach out to them on social media. Leke is at @AmoLeke and Lois is meet_LLA. You can reach out to us at lightup_withMariam on Instagram or lightupwithmariam@gmail.com if you want to shoot us a mail. Be sure to give a review, to like, to share, to subscribe, and do all that good stuff. Remember, God is not a secret to be kept. Sending you all my love. It is Mariam, the Light Up Girl.